It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We are following reports of an assassination today in Lebanon. Here's what's known. A prominent anti-Syrian politician, Pierre Jamail, was shot in his car in a Beirut suburb. According to news reports, a car rammed into his vehicle. A gunman then got out of the car and shot him at point-blank range. The killing comes as political tensions are running high in Lebanon. Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. He's teaching and lecturing now in the U.S. and joins me on the line from Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pierre Jamail is the third prominent figure to be assassinated in Lebanon in the past 2 years. Tell us about him, why he's important.
Well, like most of these assassinations, he was probably chosen because he's a symbol of a certain political tendency in Lebanon. He is from the largely Christian Falangist Party. His father was president. His uncle, Bashir, was president, and he was assassinated years ago. And the general sentiment already expressed by Mr. Hariri, the leader of the opposition now in Lebanon, the sentiment is that the Syrians were somehow behind this or involved in it, or friends of Syria did this. And these are the accusations that have been made almost after every assassination in the last year and a half since the killing of Rafiq Hariri. Other people have been assassinated, and most of them have been Christian, anti-Syrian, or critics of Syria, or critics of the old Lebanese government that was closely allied to Syria. So this falls into a pattern. Now, whether Syria is guilty or not, it will be determined by investigation, hopefully. The Syrians deny it, but Saad Hariri has accused them, and others will accuse them, too. And this is a pattern that's been going on for the last over a year and a half.
The U.S. State Department today came out very quickly, condemned the killing, calling it an act of terrorism. Let's listen a little to what spokesman Nicholas Burns had to say.
It's a very sad day to see someone, a young leader like this, who was devoted to public service, to be gunned down. And so it does instill in us a belief that we have to redouble our efforts and those of our friends in the Arab world, as well as in Europe, to support the Senora government.
That State Department spokesman, Nicholas Burns. And so, Rami Khoury, the Senora government, it is the rather weak government in Beirut. What effect might this latest assassination have on that government?
Well, the assassination will exacerbate a trend of tension that's already clear in Lebanon. After the war ended this summer, the focus shifted to internal Lebanese political confrontations. Hezbollah and the Lebanese president and others have been pressuring the Senora government. They wanted to expand the number of cabinet seats. They want more members in the government who are close to Hezbollah and President Lahoud, and therefore close to the Syrians. So this is a very, very serious political contest going on inside Lebanon. And this assassination is probably going to be seen by most people as just another form of contestation and political battle, but in a much more violent form, to threaten, to scare, to terrorize possibly the people who were associated with Jamail and who are close to the Lebanese government. So this is another form of pressuring the Senora government by violent means.
How much pressure can the United States and other countries bring to bear on Syria, which says it didn't have anything to do with this assassination, or other elements that might have?
Well, the U.S. has pressured Syria a lot in the last 3 years or so with congressional sanctions and threats and veiled ultimatums and pulling diplomats out of Damascus. And it will continue to do so, but it actually hasn't had much impact. In fact, Syria is sitting quite comfortable now because it senses that the U.S. must speak to Syria to help the U.S. get out of Iraq. So Syria feels quite strong and confident. But it is vulnerable because there is an international investigation that the UN is doing into the murder of the late Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, and fingers are being pointed at Syria. And I think that's the biggest pressure that the U.S. will continue to exert to get this investigation done. And if Syrians are accused, take them to the international tribunal that's being set up. And that scares the daylights out of the Syrians. And it's one of the reasons possibly why Syria's allies in Lebanon are pressuring the government to tone down this investigation.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut and director of the Fares Institute, a public policy group at the American University of Beirut.